And boys and girls, I want to leave with you a verse out of that Psalm 37, the verse 7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. The children of men. That's what you are today, boys and girls. You're the children of men. You have fathers, you have grandfathers, and you have ancestors, and you've been born into this world, and you are among this description, the children of men. But I want you to notice what these children do. They put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. The shadow. And that's what I want to speak about this morning. The shadow. You all know what a shadow is. You stand in the sunlight and you can see on the wall or on the ground, away from the sun and away from you. You can see your shadow. That's your shadow. That's your shade. I'm sure you've been in the house and you've played with the lamp and you've played with the light and you've made shadows on the wall or shadows on the floor. And there are children who like to do that. We've all done that when we were young. We've played with the shadows and we've made things big and small. Some children have got so good at it, they've been able to make shadow rabbits and shadow birds and all kinds of shapes from the shadows. But boys and girls, in the Bible, in the land of the Bible, shadows are not just things that boys and girls played with. Shadows are useful, and we can use the sun to make useful things to us out of shadows. One of the usefulness of shadows is, of course, to tell the time in hot places and sunny places. Before there were the invention of mechanical clocks, people had dials on their walls, and they could tell the time during the day by watching the shadow on the dial. And as the day grew, the shadows grew, but then it got dimmer and dimmer, and soon it disappeared, and at night time there was just darkness and no shadow at all. But during the day they could tell the time. And the Bible, there are dials, some dials in the Bible too. And one of the things that the Bible says about our life is it's like a shadow. It just lasts a small day, a short time, and it's gone. But shadows are sometimes life-saving. And that's because of the hot sun. And in the wilderness, animals and people, they, during the hot climate and the hotness of the sun, they have to find protection because it's impossible to live in the direct heat of the sun in Bible lands. And they have to find shade. Sometimes they make their shade under their tent or whatever. But sometimes when they're out in the day, they have to find shade very quickly. And the animals find shade. And people find shade. Maybe from a tree. The tree will give a shade, a shadow. And they can sit under it. And we read of people in the Bible that did that. And sometimes it can be a rock. Now, by a rock in the Bible, they mean a mountain or a big mountain, big hill, or it can be a massive rock itself. And the Bible says that God is a rock. And he provides the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. But the shadow here is the shadow of a bird. Because it says about the wings, doesn't it? Under the shadow of thy wings. You couldn't hide under the shadow of an ordinary bird. But there are big birds, eagles, and they make big shadows. You couldn't even hide under the shadow of an eagle. They're not great enough. They're not big enough. But you know the Lord? He's great and he's mighty. And he towers over all like a great rock. But he also towers and zooms over all like a great bird, watching all and seeing all and hovering over his people to protect them and to guard them. And this is what the psalmist is talking about. He provides shade and shelter under his wings because he's over his people. He hovers over his people. You've seen the birds hovering, especially in the lovely weather. I don't know if they see their shadow or not, or play with their shadow when they do that. But God's like a hovering eagle over his people. Great and mighty and powerful. He's over the world. And the thing is that we can come under his shadow. Christians, that's what they are. They are people who have come under the shadow of the Lord Jesus. They believe in him. They look to him. They get close to him. They look up to him. And he protects them and saves them and covers them. And that's what a Christian is. And sometimes even in the Bible, Christians are described that way, as those who have come under the shadow of his wing. As Christians who are described here. You remember Ruth the Moabitess? Whenever she left Moab, she was a heathen in the land of Moab. But whenever she was converted there, she soon came to Israel. And in Israel, they said to her that she had come to trust under the shadow of the wings of the God of Israel. She was a believer now. And boys and girls, if you believe in the Lord Jesus, this is where you are. You're under his shadow. And if you're not a believer in the Lord Jesus, then you need to come. You need to get under his shadow. You need to look up to him and to say to him, Lord, cover me with the garments of your salvation and put me under the saving shadow of your great wing. And he'll do it. If you believe in him, he'll do it. And he'll cover you and he'll protect you and he'll save you. And so rest there, boys and girls, and trust in him. It means that he's near you. He means that he's watching over you. It means that he's keeping you and guarding you. And there's no better place to be than under his wings. So you see then, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of his wings because of his excellent loving kindness. Let us pray then. Lord, we again thank thee for the children, the boys and girls. And Lord, we ask thee that they may truly be under the shadow of thy holy wings, that thou wilt put them there, Lord, in thy grace, and that their mothers' and fathers' prayers might be answered, and that they will come to trust under the shadow of thy wing. And so, Lord, we put them there this morning in prayer. We bring them all before thee. We ask thee to hover over the little ones of this flock all the time, to be watching them all the time, to be guarding them and protecting them all the time. So hear our prayers for the children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.